Not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Elegance, performance, technology. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com.
Last weekend, we actually went to a theater to see that Tommy Lee Jones Meryl Streep thing. It was too crowded, and we left. And I'm glad we didn't get in, because I've heard two not even mediocre reviews of it. So we're going to move on to something else. I don't know what the something else is, but Dawn Meadows Dixon does. And she'll share that with us after I remind you that she's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. There are three locations. One right behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's one on Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. I actually got an email this morning from his name is John, and he's talking about Matheny, but he includes, oh, by the way, I went to Westport Car Wash. I got that twice from people and say, oh, yeah, I went to a great car wash, so thank you for that. Westport Car Wash, with three locations, is proud to present Dawn Meadows Dixon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello from the first day of school.
Oh.
It is back in.
Why would kids go to first day on a Thursday?
I don't know. My daughter did today, too.
It makes sense.
Oh, did your daughter go, too?
Yeah.
A lot of them start tomorrow. I think it's basically a day to get in there, get your feet wet, and...
It cushions the blow.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay a whole week.
You don't have to stay... Yeah, exactly. A couple of days, get to know the teachers, so...
Now, well, your daughters are twins. What grade?
And they are starting high school today.
Freshman.
So, you know, what's funny is it feels almost like when I sent them off to kindergarten, I knew they would never be the same. When you send your children to high school, really, that is a passage. It will never be the same for good and for bad.
Now, they're what, they 14?
14.
Are you going to let them date this year?
Are you kidding me? They'll be lucky to date when they're 18. No, it's, we always say, well, maybe when you're 16. You know, we'll see how mature you are. And they're girls going on group dates at 14 and 15 years old. So
I'll call you Dawn with some
I got news for you. You have nothing to say about it. Yeah. You have nothing to say about it. They're going to do what they're going to do, and you won't know.
I know. It's an exciting time. It really is. But it makes me feel very old. Time passes too quickly, as you know.
I've seen you. You're not that old. Okay. So what's our movie?
All right. Sparkle. Saw it last night. Whitney Houston.
Okay, yeah, Jordan.
Jordan Sparks is right. Sparkle. If that wasn't destiny for her, she actually plays Sparkle. It's a remake of a movie made in 1976, a movie musical set in the 60s, a girl group, much like the Supremes, who fall in hard times because of drugs and, you know, ironically, drugs and drinking.
And how is this any different than Dreamgirls? It sounds like Dreamgirls.
Well, it's being compared to Dreamgirls, but really it's a different story. These are three sisters. They changed it up from the 70s. In the 70s, the mother was a maid, I believe. In this show, they stay true to Whitney Houston plays Mama, and you've got three sisters who want to go into the business. She had been in the business and didn't quite make it, and she didn't want her daughters to fall into the same pitfall that she did. There was drugs. There was alcohol. So here she is talking as a character about these things that are bad about the business in the movie. One of the daughters studying to be a doctor, one likes to write music, and one is going in the nightclubs and trying to make it. And there's this guy that discovers all three of them and says, hey, you all could be a band. And they sneak out behind their mother's back, the mother being Whitney Houston. Now, the audience I saw it with last night, a lot of people want to see this film because it was actually finished before she passed. And she has one song in the film. And she sings this song. It's called His Eye is on the Sparrow. It's a gospel tune.
I know the song. I used to hear it in church all the time as a kid.
Now you're being serious.
I'm dead serious.
Okay,
his eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow, so I know he watches me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now she didn't think you could know.
You,
think
you I
didn't
never know? Stop amazing me, Frank.
No,
really? There's so many sides to the man of Frank.
Yeah, and they're all big.
They're all too big.
What?
So she sings this song, and you know.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day.
Wow. Does it give you chills? Does it give you chills to imagine?
It's a great song.
And it's almost like you're watching it, knowing the end of the story for her. As she sings the song, she has a passion in her voice. Voice not quite as strong as I remember it. Her eyes looking a little tired. Of course, she's playing the mama who's had a tired life. And knowing what happens then, shortly after she shot this film, it gave me chills. Well, I've never been in an audience where when she was done singing a song, and we had had several songs sung by her daughters in the cast, they applauded and started like they were at a concert. And I think it's a great farewell to her.
You know what?
Farewell.
If you think about it, and I've been in a movie theater when people applauded, if you really analyze that, it's ridiculous. You're applauding to somebody that can't appreciate your applause.
Right.
It's a movie.
Well, that makes it even more special because it had to move them as I was moved. I felt chills. I felt the energy of the audience. Jordan Sparks, it's obvious she, you know, her voice is not quite as strong, that she has passed on the torch because Jordan Sparks then, not to give it away, but at the end of the film, she finally sings and does a beautiful job singing. I have to say her acting is a little weak. Every once in a while I just got nervous for it. When I'm nervous for an actor, take something away from the film for me, and I was nervous. I like her. I think she's talented. She was an American Idol contestant.
She
has
won.
Done very well. Jordan Sparks?
Yeah, she won.
She won.
Yeah.
I never can remember if they're runner-up.
And I can't
the runner-up
either,
does as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I can't either, because sometimes the second runner-up is much more successful.
They do better.
Yeah.
But her acting is cute. I almost feel like I'm watching her in a high school play. But at the end, she just, don't leave before the credits are over, because she will just knock it out of the park. But Whitney Houston had that audience. They wanted to see her sing her last song. And in a way, this is her farewell.
Okay, but Whitney Houston was not able to sing for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Do you think that was her or maybe they were able to edit together line at a time and just get her.
Well, they loop it,
you know. Yeah, they had to, and then the auto-tune or whatever, they were
probably
able to.
And I don't even know that it was as good as I expected it to be, but I did see, I'm sure she looped it. So with looping, they go back in the studio and they have her sing it, but she actually sings it there in the camera as well. And you saw a lot of emotion in her face. And what's eerie is she's in a church singing it. And when she started her career, of course, she sang in a church as a kid. And there she is in the church singing this song. And you know she's doing it as like a prayer. I'll tell you, that in itself is enough to go see the movie. There are some weak moments. There is some acting. It's very predictable. Dreamgirls has much better music, I think. But to see this woman, who, any way you look at it, she did mess up her life, but she was talented and she was such a gift to the industry. To see her sing her final song, there's something to be said for that. And the audience did go crazy at that point. I thought, this is really interesting
well,
in a
you
movie.
You use the word eerie, and when you say that the last eerie thing I saw was Michael Phelps. It made me think of him.
Eerie?
He's got big ears.
Yeah.
He's eerie.
You know what I said about you earlier, about the many sides, the many faces?
Yeah.
Say, what?
You just ruined it, because we were having a moment, Frank.
Well,
we were sharing emotion, and then you turned it into a joke.
I ruined it on purpose, because I don't want you to ever know that
you never want me to be able to figure you out.
Any depth.
That's what I figured.
There's no depth to me. So, Sparkle, ARDs, how many?
2¾. And that's not to say it isn't worth seeing.
But it's not great.
It's not great. I wanted it to be great, and it's not great. But, boy, I love seeing her sing. And Jordan Sparks, she did her own concert at the end. Someone said, I'd love to see the unedited version, because I'm sure there's a lot more music in it. And probably when that comes out, it's going to be great.
Right.
Then
you know the DVD will have all these bonuses.
The DVD will have everything, and it would be one to have.
All right, 2¾. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye,
all right,
everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There she goes. Dawn, Meadows, Dixon.
Yeah.
She liked it. It was good. Just not great.
Nothing, yeah.
Has she ever done a four? She's never.
No.
No, never.
Is she going to be one of those people that no movie is good enough?
I think she said that before,
yeah. She did 3 3/4.
No, there's going to be a four. There'll have to be. You can't. It's like the teacher that never gives an A. You can't do that. It just hasn't come along yet for her. Dawn Meadows-Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Now, it's going to rain like crazy. It already is, probably. But when that's over, you get that dust rain spotting on your car. You got to get that off of there. There's a Westport Car Wash on Page, just east of Lindbergh. One on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And one on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. Thank you, singers. Our singers are the best. They really are. There are, today and last night, thousands of people at Graceland. Did you see that candlelight vigil?
No.
Did you see how many people from all over the world? Now,
is that every year still?
No, especially on a big number like 35th or 25th. But every year. And these people every year that come from abroad and all of the... You know what? I like the Elvis a lot, but I just don't get that. I don't get people who would... What are you doing?
I don't know. They said... Priscilla and
I saw them. They were
Lisa
there for the
there
first
to
time.
Greet everybody.
The first time they've ever
Usually
been part of it.
You do a vigil for something that happens bad,
personal
or bad to you know, like a tragic murder or something, or
like John Lennon,
or
tragic
or
that
something.
He left.
But I don't even get that. I don't know. I'm not one of those people. I like the King's music as much as him. I'm not going to stand outside his house with a candle. It's not going to do anything. And what are you really doing? You showing who that you liked Elvis? Well, you know, if you try to ask those people, why are you here? They'll all say the same thing. I'm here because I love the King.
The King's looking down on me, maybe.
I love the King. I'm here just to pay my respects. Who are you paying them to? Lisa Marie, they don't know you're here. They don't know your name. I don't know. But there are a lot of people down there. And Frank Gifford is 82 today.
Wow.
He's
wow.
Kathy Lee's husband. And I'd roll around with Kathy Lee. I've said that before.
Yeah. How old is he?
82.
Oh.
How old is Kathy Lee? Because she's a lot
younger. She's in her
60s. Around 50.
No,
is she in her 50s?
No, not in her 50s.
Look it up. I think she...
Well,
I'm gonna
she
guess,
had kids. That
I'm going to guess Kathy Lee is late 50s, maybe 60. I'm going to say 58.
59.
Very 59.
Good. Wow.
Because she had kids, remember?
Yeah.
And Cody.
She's irritating, but I roll around with her. I think she's there's something there.
What about Madonna? It's her birthday today.
No, I don't. She's a skank. But you know that Kathy Lee is frustrated sexually with that old Frank Gifford.
Oh, yeah.
She has to be. Plus, he's got that baggage, that stewardess. Remember that thing?
Mm-hmm.
That TWA flight attendant? Don't think that his life hasn't been a living hell since that happened. But she's a Christian, and she believes in trying to put things back together. You always wonder. Wouldn't you love to just be in a room in their house at dinner when it's just the Giffords?
Especially right around the time that happened. Mm. Oh, man.
The anniversary of the encounter. That would be a good time to be there. I'm saddened to hear that we have fallen into that breaking news trap. I heard what we did earlier on the air. KTRS, breaking news. And it was a weather bulletin. That's not breaking news. It's a weather bulletin. How about KTRS, weather bulletin. How about a weather bulletin? It's not breaking news. Now, one other thing, and I know this is going to sound... Well, we talked about it yesterday. We have a phantom poop smearer in the building. In this station, somebody in the men's room was disgusting enough to take his own poop in his hands or her hands, even though it was the men's room. We don't know who did it, and smear an arch shape of poop on the wall. Now,
It shows anger. That's what I see. It shows an angry person.
It shows sick.
Yeah.
I thought we'd come in today, especially after we talked about it, and we'd find that it had been scrubbed clean, painted over. No, it's still there. It's still there. Now, I'm putting out a request. If you have, you know those companies that come in when somebody blows their brains out and they clean the brains off the wall and the drapes and if you're in the disgusting cleanup business, and you'd like to contact us, I can't pay you, because I don't run this place, but we'll give you a plug if you'll come get the poop off of the wall. It's not a lot of poop. It's just like a little child took a finger and
two
made
finger
a
smears.
Two little finger smear arch.
It's
like a little brown rainbow, a fading rainbow.
You sure it's poop and not chocolate or something?
Well, it's right next
even
to a toilet.
Even if it's chocolate, it's right by the toilet seat.
And it's made to look like
I think somebody.
And here's the problem.
Either somebody's fingers poke through.
Well, she asks a good question. Are you sure it's poop? The only way to be sure, you'd have to put your nose right up against the wall and smell it. And I'm not going
to
do that.
You'd have to scratch it.
No,
scratch and sniff.
I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to tell you why.
No.
I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to do that. You'd have to get right up to it. And what if you miscalculated and your nose
touches
the poop?
Oh. You have to go wash it.
No.
Oh, there's not enough soap.
No. So we can assume. My money is it's poop. My money because sitting there. It's handy. It's available. You grab a little.
But even if your fingers poke through, why wouldn't you just go back down to the roll and use the paper to wipe it?
It's a sick human being.
Boy, it is. It's really disturbing.
So if you're in the brains cleanup business or the poop clean, look, you people that go and it's a disgusting job, but somebody has to do it. Let's say you go to homes where there's an elderly person and they had an accident and the carpet's messed. We need you. You're the person.
The hoarder house cleaners.
The
ones
those
that
people.
Go in, yeah.
Where they talk about piles and mountains of feces, animal and human feces. You people. We need one of you. This is an easy, mild job compared to what you do. It's a little streak, two little streaks of hand-painted, little faint hint of poop. That's all we need. So we've put the request out. We'll see what happens.
I still just cannot believe.
Well, here's what's funny.
Somebody in this building.
Everybody that knows about this, and most people don't because they don't listen to this
show.
But the ones that do are looking at everybody now, thinking, "Are you the one? Are you the one?"
I got my eyes on a couple people that
used
I think
your
did.
Own poop.
I'm not shaking hands with anyone in this building.
And we're going to find the culprit, and I'm just telling you, you know who you are. You better resign from KTRS right now because we're gonna seek you out.
The poop perpetrator.
That's right. Now, what was somebody else was telling me earlier? That we had somebody, that we had a toe sucker here, and then they mentioned something else, and I wish I could remember what it was. Another weirdo that worked here. Do you remember what it was?
Hmm.
It was some other weirdo.
We've had so many weirdos here.
Well, that's true, too.
There's an abundance.
You got a point there. Oh, man. I don't watch the CSI shows or that any of that stuff, but last night I was waiting for the news to come on. And so, it's 10 till. So you're at the TV, so you just flip around. And I caught, what's the one Ted Danson's on? It's one of those.
It is CSI.
Is it? Mm-hmm. But aren't there like CSI Miami?
It's
CSI,
the main CSI crime scene.
Okay. I've never seen, I can't stand Ted Danson. I can't stand that guy. But I'm watching it. Now, what I'm about to say, anybody who knows me knows that I am 100% heterosexual. Okay? I love women. Too much, maybe.
Are you going to say however, though?
I'm not saying that at all. Uh-oh. I'm saying I'm watching this show, and I saw a guy, and in the show, because I'm just at the end of the show, but I can tell he's a murder suspect, and they've got him in. You know how they have the interrogation room, and there's always the gay guy in jail. There's always the guy in jail, and they're questioning this guy. And I'm going to tell you, this might be the best looking guy I've seen in my life. I don't know who this guy is. He's not a name. The part of the suspect. I love this guy, and I thought, if I were a woman, this guy's better looking than George Clooney. Always better to have the sausage in the rear.
Hey, I don't want to hear that anymore.
Here's how good looking he was. Even better looking than John Landolf Jr.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's saying something.
No, this is one of those guys that if you could, if a genie would come out of a bottle and said, okay, I'm the transformation genie in looks. Who do you want to look like? I'd pick this guy. I'm not kidding. Just give me the sausage.
Hey!
Wow.
Oh. He was like a combination of James Brolin and Elvis.
You really like this guy.
No, yeah. I just, look, let me tell you something.
Man.
My wife will even say, if there's a woman on TV, and Tina will do it, I'm sure, she'll say, wow, look at her. She women acknowledge smoking hot other women.
I don't
want
to sit next to Frank watching that show.
And I saw him for 2 minutes. I don't know what the...
That's all it took, huh? 2 minutes?
Look at the phones. Somebody else knows.
Who he is.
They saw it. They know what I'm talking about. I mean, if you could look like anybody, I'd like to look like that guy. Huh. I cannot imagine what my life would be if I looked like that. I mean, have you ever think about that? You ever think that if you were good looking...
You get an easier pass. Sure.
Huh? Are you kidding? If you're honest, you admit that you've wondered what it would be like to be good looking and just look in the mirror and go, man, I am good looking. I am handsome. And everybody that looks at me thinks he's handsome and he's good looking. What must that be like? When Clooney wakes up or Pitt, those guys,
do you think those
and they
people
brush
really...
their teeth or they're shaving? They got to just go, man,
you good looking guy.
I am so good looking. What would that be like?
I wonder if they really do that, because when
of course
you
they do.
Yourself,
of course
when you look
they
at
do.
Yourself in the mirror,
no.
It's yourself, though, and you're like,
I'm sure they think they have imperfections.
And, yeah,
sure
but they know they've also... They got,
right,
they
when
know.
You get named every year to the
yeah,
you know, most...
People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah. Alive.
Yeah, sure they do. All right, First Community Credit Union, that's where we bank. That's where we'd like for you to bank. We can't make you do it. Our sales approach is a little different. These people that you hear on the air selling things, and they go, they're the best in the world. You'll never find anything. Save like never before. Wow. All those lazy catchphrases and stuff and telling you that this is the one and only place to go. That's ridiculous. There are a lot of places to bank, and I'm sure a lot of good places. But if you're AM and the PM, and you really are, then we want you to bank at First Community Credit Union. And we're not going to send you anywhere you're going to be sorry that you went there. I mean, you're going to be glad. You'll be glad. You'll say, you know, I'm glad I changed where I was banking. Banking was just a routine thing I did. I had a checking account, savings account, a car loan, maybe, whatever. And I went through the motions. I went there, and they had a drive-through, blah, blah, blah. And there was really nothing special about it. We'd like to change that. We'd like for you to be able to say you really like where you bank. And I think that's going to happen if you change and move everything over to First Community Credit Union. Maybe you want to start with your car loan. They have great auto loan rates. They have great rates for everything because they're very competitive. You will be a member, not just a customer, and an owner because the owners own First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? Go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
With your Gold and Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it shaping up, Tim?
Well, things are kind of a mess out there, Tina. If you're traveling westbound 64, you're going to start hitting the brakes right at Grand, and it's going to be slow all the way through McCausland, Big Bend, and then it's slow again from Lindbergh out through Maryville Center and from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, that's heavy from Cave Springs out through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. We are looking at an accident now on westbound Forest Park Parkway at Highway 170. Eastbound 64. That's slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. It's heavy all the way on eastbound 5570 through 64. Southbound 55 at 141 or just before 141, we had some power lines that are down. This traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiasaintlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with a Nestle Purina Radiothon Wednesday, August 22nd. For more, go to KTRS.com.
A lot of people talk about changing America. And a lot of people talk about what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket and you're going to walk in the beer aisle and you're going to see a beer. And the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America. One beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager.
cool, crisp taste, American-made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
For 3 days, you'll be blown away at the incredible deals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer 3 days of unbelievable sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. You'll find prices slashed on batteries, wiper blades, appearance products, motor oil, fuel injector cleaner, tools, and much more. With these amazing 3-day sale deals and O'Reilly Auto Parts guaranteed low prices, you'll see that putting money into your vehicle means taking less out of your wallet. Hurry in this weekend because these sale prices are only good this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stock up and save big at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. So I was scheduled for surgery recently. Fortunately, nothing life-threatening. Unfortunately, not cosmetic. I went to the offices for pre-surgery screening, and I met three of the greatest nurses. One was taking my blood, EKG, etc., and one was talking anesthesia, and one was taking my medical history and asking me about my lifestyle. As I tried to answer these questions as honestly as possible, they all began cracking up and chiming in. And we had such a great time talking about getting older, relationships, things that make us feel better. I felt such a connection with these girls, and I knew I was in great hands. And now I'm curious. So I raise my hand and I say, who drives a Honda? And one said, I have a CRV. Another one said, I drive an Accord. So there you have it. 2 out of 3 angels drive a Honda. You meet the nicest people in a Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
If you've been thinking about new hardwood floors in your home, I'd like to suggest Mercier Hardwood Flooring. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. And Mercier is one of the finest hardwood floors made in North America. Nothing can make your home more beautiful than a new Mercier hardwood floor. And for a limited time, we'll give you your choice of solid oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 inch or 3 1/4 inch wide, and your choice of 5 beautiful colors for an incredible $7.99 a square foot. That's oak or maple and 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 inch width, and your choice of 5 great pre-finished colors for just $7.99 per square foot, installed by our own expert union craftsmen. Mercier Hardwood Floors, the finest floors made in North America. But hurry, it's for a limited time. In Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Happy Turkey, available only at select locally owned and operated restaurants.
This is literally the best turkey sandwich I've ever had.
Juicy, mouth-watering, deep-fried turkey with fresh greens on grilled panini bread, with cranberries, oranges, and tomatoes. Local and deliciously flavorsome.
Happy yet?
Yes, and the next time I'll try the Happy Turkey Salad.
Try the Happy Turkey Sandwich or the Happy Turkey Salad. Real turkey, real flavor. Go to enjoylocal.com to find locally owned and operated Happy Turkey restaurants like the Press Box Bar and Grill in Chesterfield and Uncle Bill's on Manchester.
This is Jerry the Jeweler at Don Hennifer Jewelers. Have you ever been to a garage sale at a jewelry store? This August 24th and 25th, we are having our second garage sale since 1971. I have everything from old tools and loose gemstones to new jewelry items, all at bargain prices. Remember, garage sale at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, August 24th and 25th.
Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001. Online at DonHenniferJewelers.com.
The Box Tops, I believe, right? Man, I used to like the Box Tops. A lot of phone calls to see what that's all about. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is James. Hello, James.
Yes.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You called. You called us.
I was calling because my mother-in-law called me and said you guys need some possible cleanup.
We have a slight, faint poop smear that some sick weirdo here decided to place on the wall in the men's
room. Nice.
Just a small, like a little two-finger arch.
A fecophiliac, apparently.
Fecophiliac.
But we have no money.
Yeah, we have no money. We're broke.
Right. Hey, that's why I'm calling, because we'll be glad to clean it up for you.
What's your company?
SurfPro of Oakville, Melville.
What's it called?
SurfPro.
SurfPro. S-E-R-V-P-R-O.
I'll tell you what.
Yep.
I got to go through the proper channels to do this. It would take your people probably 5 minutes to do this.
Sure.
It's not a big deal. If you would email L. Ryan, L-R-Y-A-N, at KTRS.com.
Okay.
Tell her you're willing to come in and take care of this, no charge, because we've already given you the plug, SurfPro, and we'll do it again.
Absolutely.
And what do you do? This is what you do, is clean up jobs other people don't want to do?
Yes, we clean up everything from trauma and crime scenes to you name it, water and fire restoration. And
how do you get into that?
Well, it's there's a lot of certifications that you need to take, you know, a lot of classes, but
yeah, because I don't think just anybody would know what chemicals to use, when something is really completely clean and sterile, and whether it's still dangerous. I think you'd have to have some education.
Do you like
the
job?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yes, I love it. Actually, you help people. A lot of times when times of trauma and things, you know, it's really hard for some people, obviously. So we help families. And
is it really lucrative? Do you make a lot of money?
It can be. You know, there is good money in it. But
what's the worst thing you've seen?
Yeah, what's the worst cleanup job you ever had?
Well, suicides are bad.
No kidding. Oh, boy. Well, somebody has to do it. Good for you. Drop that email and see if she'll let you come in here and take care of that. It's a five-minute job for you guys. You're pros.
Sure. L. Ryan.
Yeah,
got it.
At KTR Stock. Thank you, James.
Thank you so much.
See, that's all it takes.
Does Lauren know about the problem yet?
Well, she doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen. Yeah, that's why I'm wondering.
She'll know when he emails.
Yeah, she will.
You'll have to tell her what it is, because we proved one time nobody listens to the show here because we went off the air on purpose.
And should we call her?
And nobody knew it.
Is she back in her office right now? Should we call her
and tell her
about the problem?
Yeah.
I saw her limo. I saw her chauffeur.
Oh.
Her limo came and got her. It's like those folks, those people on the Today Show. A limo picks them up and stuff.
So
like Howard Stern when he goes to America's Got Talent. That's what, she has a limo.
She should be listening in the limo, I would think, right?
No, she has
her
own collection of music that she requires that they stack and load into the hard drive system in the limo.
Wow.
Let's talk to Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm AMNZM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I heard your, and I can't help but giggling, I heard your poop smear story.
It's not funny. It's funny, but it's really not funny. It's sick.
It's really not funny. It is sick. When I was a young man, I worked as a maintenance person at a grade school. And we had some high school students who would come in to help us clean classrooms and clean the bathrooms.
Oh, boy.
And one of the young, I can't help but giggle, one of the young men who was probably 17 or 18, he was like a bear. He would find food and he would eat.
Oh, no.
And he was always hungry. Well, he was cleaning the bathroom. And he thought it was a cookie.
Oh, no. No.
No.
First of all, I don't buy that story.
No, it's a fact.
No, because, then he's an idiot. Because anybody.
He is an idiot.
Anybody cleaning a bathroom, why would you think there's a cookie in there?
He thought it was a cookie. He went to pick it up. As soon as he picked it up, he realized it wasn't a cookie.
Uh-huh.
Well, and my advice to him was, when you're cleaning the bathroom, there's not going to be cookies on the floor.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Nobody.
But he didn't know any better. He didn't know any better, and he thought it was a cookie.
Put him around.
Look at that tootsie roll.
How old was this guy?
Well, he's 16 or 17.
Yeah.
He wasn't the brightest.
No.
I'm telling you.
I agree.
He wasn't the brightest.
I agree.
And, oh, my gosh, we all of us older guys, got the biggest laugh out of that, because why would you think there'd be a cookie, or even if there is a cookie on the bathroom
floor? He's still not going to eat it. Yeah.
You're not going to eat it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott. Well, thank you for the story.
Okay, take it easy, Frank. Oh, no, it was my pleasure.
No, that's better. Thank you. I will tell you that, have you ever seen that fake dog dude?
Yes.
And it's so real.
Yes.
Now, I did, in high school, take that, and I placed it in front of the toilet. Like somebody didn't make it. And I stood out in the hall, and it was hilarious to watch guys come out. Psychologically, they thought they smelled it because they were coming out going, whoa, don't go in. It was plastic. But you think you smell it. And the other thing to do is if you find that in a novelty store, lay it on the toilet seat.
Oh, that's tremendous.
It's the greatest. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
I'd like to take my kids to see that new Disney movie, the Garden Kid movie.
The Odd Life of Timothy Green?
Yeah. My question is, they're young. When they pull him out of the garden, do they put one of those black bars over his root?
What?
Over his root.
Over his root. Oh. Those black bars over his
That's pretty funny. It's so stupid, it's funny. It really is. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but you let us know.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, we had a guy where I used to work. We called the doo-doo bandit.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, he would crap in the shower and smear it on mirrors.
What
stuff.
Is wrong with those people?
Why would he do that?
What is wrong?
Need to be locked up.
Did you catch him?
No. He might still be there for all I know.
He works here now.
Yeah.
Same guy.
They need to be locked up.
Steve, thank you. I don't get that. I'll tell you this story. I told the story before, but the last time I went camping was the last time, and it was because of something like that. We went to, it was over in Shelbyville or somewhere, to a campsite. Because at the time we had a family member who was a camper, and he was a good camper. He was those guys, he'd set the tent up, and he had the Coleman stove. Mm-hmm. And it was great camping with him because you didn't have to do anything. And you'd wake up damp in that tent, which is miserable, but you could smell the bacon. He was already up cooking breakfast.
Wow. Tastes so good.
So we go to a campsite, and it's one of those places where they have campsite shower stalls. And I got up, and when you wake up, if you really camp in a real tent, you got that dew, that kind of damp. So I got up, and I couldn't wait to get in the shower. And I'm walking to the shower in flip-flops and swim trunks and a white towel over my shoulder. Okay, you get the picture?
Right.
Flip-flops, sure. You get to the shower, you pull the curtain, you take your shorts off. You still leave your flip-flops on because you don't want to step in other people's athlete's foot germs. And I'm not making this up. He had a campfire going because he was using it to cook some of the breakfast. He had a skillet with potatoes, and he had a little stove. But there's a fire. And I woke up, and it's a combination of you smell like smoke because you had the campfire all night. And you wake up, you smell just like smoke, and you're damp. So I go to the shower, and a couple of them are occupied, but I see one is open. So I go to step in. And I had actually taken my flip-flops off because the shower looked very clean. The floor looked clean.
No, I know.
So I had kicked off my flip-flops. I pulled my trunks off. I had the shower over my towel over my shoulder. And just as I go to step in, for some reason, I didn't see it first time around. I don't know why. But as I stepped in, and part of the reason I didn't see it was the shower floor, which was kind of an off-white, was clean, but that drain, on that drain was a human log. Somebody had gone in and squatted and placed it right on the drain. So I didn't see it at first. As I stepped in with my bare feet and realized I'm about to squash down on a human piece of poop, I lunged backwards and my towel fell on it. Right on top of it.
Oh, man.
Did you throw the towel in the fire?
I burned it in the fire. I picked it up with two fingers. You know how you pick, and I went back to the campsite.
Right in the fire?
And I laid it right on the fire and burned it.
That's what I would have
done. I said, I'm not taking a shower
here. All the potatoes smelled like It tasted like.
Oh, it probably wasn't that.
How come this bacon smells like crap?
It had fragments on it. I didn't pick the whole piece of poop up with it, but it had touched it. And that's the last time I camped.
Uh-huh.
And I went home smelling like smoke and moist with dew from the, because I was not taking a shower there. Man, and I'll never forget, it was like slow motion. I could see the towel going toward the poop and it landed on it. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. All right, we have to send somebody to the dentist. By the way, just a sidebar, you have that John Carney thing?
Yes.
Can you play a little bit of that?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, John Carney's on at night here. Just play a little of this.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Special Thursday night Carney Show tonight. 35 years ago today, we lost the king. So what do? We bring you the day, the year, round of us.
Okay, that's
tribute. I just want people to know, that's his real voice.
Whoa.
What did you say? So what do we do?
What do we do? We bring him back. Like Steve Dave.
But he said we bring
you back. But that's his real voice.
Oh, okay.
Because I met him one time.
Yeah.
And he talks just like that. And you know the White House press secretary, that Jay Carney?
Yeah.
That's John's son. They don't speak.
Wow.
That's
his illegitimate son. I'm just telling you things people don't know.
Yeah.
I'm here to balance the budget. Hi, crew. Did you see my boy in the White House? Yeah. And he meets with the president, secretary of state, and others as well. And I contacted Jay Carney, and I said, John's your dad. He said, I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
Well, I said, you guys don't speak. And he said, I hate his voice. I hate my dad's voice.
Whoa.
It's cruel. I know.
I can't believe he's on radio.
It's a true story. That's 100% true. Ballast Dental Care. Here's another true story. This one really is true. I have been going there for 39 years. 39 years. Twice a year. Except a couple times when I went a whole year and I got scolded for it. In the chair at Ballast Dental Care. Not the same chair. Different chairs, because when I started going there, they were in a house, a little house on Ballast that was a zoned commercial, and they turned it into a really neat little dental clinic. But then as the world discovered Ballast Dental Care, they needed more room because they don't like to turn people down. You know those places you call and you've all done it, you called a doctor, I'm sorry, the doctor's not taking any more new mm-hmm. patients. No, they'd love to have you as a patient. And for those of you who think you might need sedation dentistry, maybe you do. There are some hardcore, patients that are freaked out and need to be sedated. You might be one of those, but my point is you might not. You might think you are. You just have never been to the right dental clinic. And maybe the pain that you think you're going to go through, once you find out you're not really going to, it's not going to be a horrible experience. You might not need sedation. You just need to change dentists, or if you don't have one, make it Ballast Dental Care. Look, 39 years, I know what I'm talking about. It's the people. I can't say it's the equipment or the chairs or the suction thing or the little water cup, any of that, or the drills or the... Yeah, they have the latest, greatest of all that, but it's the people. It's Lisa singing to people, and they're... Tell jokes if you want, or they'll listen to yours, and it's just a very relaxed, comfortable place to go. To the point that saying you may look forward to your next dental appointment is not an exaggeration. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can go to ballastdentalcare.com.
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic, Tim.
Well, most of the rain seems to have moved out of the area, but it's already caused the damage. Eastbound 64, it's jamming up from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge, and it stays that way on eastbound 5570 from the bridge to 64. Westbound 64, you're going to find some slow stretches starting at Grand all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Now, it's not solid, but it's a pretty lot of slow stretches there. Westbound 70, slow at the airport, heavy again from Mid River Small Drive through T.R. Hughes. On southbound 55, it's slow between 3200 South Broadway and 4500 Broadway. And then also again from the Merrimack Bottom overpass to 141. An accident reported at Bayless at 55, and then also eastbound 270 at Riverview blocking the right lane. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, creating contemporary solutions for a better banking experience for everyone. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like getting up real early
without feeling like you're getting up early. Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
How far can you throw a stone?
I don't know. Not very far.
Well, O'Kelly's at the ballpark is just a stone's throw from Busch Stadium.
And that's not very far.
Yeah.
That makes it the place to go before, during, or after a game.
Do you like great food?
Do bears bear? Do bees bee? Of course I do. Who doesn't?
Well, O'Kelly's at the ballpark has the best pub fare in town, including unbelievable nachos.
Unbelievable.
As well as pizza, burgers, amazing pub pretzels.
Amazing.
And signature sandwiches, and so much more. Do you like flat screens?
Yep.
Lots and lots of flat screens.
The more the merrier.
O'Kelly's at the ballpark has tons of flat screens to watch every minute of the game. Plus pool, darts, three bars, an outdoor patio, two floors, live music, and the best looking bartenders and wait staff in town.
And all this is only a stone's throw from Busch Stadium?
That's a fact. Hot bartenders and great times await you at O'Kelly's at the ballpark with happy hour 7 days a week and all day Monday. 756 South 4th Street behind White Castle. Just two blocks from the stadium. Stones to throw are optional.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, hey, Bill.
What's going on? How we doing?
It's dark, but it's getting light again now.
Oh, but it's fun watching the weather, people. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, they make a big deal.
Pretty entertaining.
Roll their sleeves up.
Did you see where the Chicago Cubs fan proposed to his girlfriend on the Wrigley Field scoreboard? Unfortunately, she wasn't in her seat at the time. Yeah. Here's the guy's first mistake, expecting something to go right at Wrigley Field in August.
I get it.
Yeah.
And in South Korea, they now have robots along the border with North Korea that can detect and kill intruders.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not to be outdone, President Obama put robots along our border, except a little bit different. They all shout, come on in.
Political humor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a study, I know you want to laugh, but you can't. I get it. A study says obesity-related illnesses cost about $150 billion a year and cause long-term health problems for our kids. Yeah. On the plus side, the bigger they are, the less likely it is to run away from home.
And see what he did on the plus side.
Yeah.
And finally,
like a double punchline.
Yeah. Woman's been arrested for groping a TSA agent last week. And on the bright side today, she was offered a job with the TSA.
Oh, I get
it. The Bill Cleveland Center brought to you by Laclede Cab. And I am Bill Cleveland with Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Don't go away, everybody. We've got a great joke coming up.